This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 6:07, 7 minutes after 6 o'clock at 97.9 FM, WCHL. There are questions to be answered about Chapel Hill's Veterans Memorial. ESPN's Jay Billis says athletes playing in the amateur level may get paid to play sooner than we think. And according to most North Carolinians, their governor is still doing pretty well. Those stories and a lot more on the way on WCHL. It's kind of chilly this morning, 48 degrees in Chapel Hill, not as chilly as it was yesterday. Our high temperature today up there, it's going to be a fairly decent day. We've got lots of clouds in the sky. We have some overnight rain as well. The Chapel Hill Town Council endorsed a plan to build a Veterans Memorial at the Chapel Hill Memorial Cemetery. And council members say they want more details on how the site will be maintained. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more.
Rusty Edminster grew up in Chapel Hill and remembers when Chapel Hill High used to be on Franklin Street. Like many in his class of 1962, he was called to serve in the Vietnam War. Last night, he asked the town council to approve a proposal from his fellow veterans designed to honor all of Chapel Hill's military service members.
I urge you, ladies and gentlemen, to approve this memorial because it's a permanent way for the town of Chapel Hill to say thank you for the time that veterans and their families sacrificed for the service of not only this community, but the United States.
A committee of veterans has been working since 2009 to site and design a veterans memorial in Chapel Hill. Last night, the council unanimously approved an initial proposal to locate the memorial in the Chapel Hill Memorial Cemetery off Fordham Boulevard. The proposal would transform an existing brick plaza into a tree-lined stone-paved courtyard with five monuments, each representing a branch of the U.S. military. The project would be funded by private contributions, and although support for the plan ran high, many on the council said they wanted more details about the cost of maintaining the memorial, which will be located on town-owned property. Parks and Recreation Director Butch Keziah told the council organizers are hoping to raise enough money to cover long-term maintenance.
One of the ideas with the fundraising is to not only raise enough money to build the memorial, but to also have a maintenance fund that would go with it. Right now, we're looking at something around $300,000 is what would need to be raised to make all this work.
Matt Chakovsky, the only veteran currently serving on the council, said he'd like to see the town contribute as well.
If the town of Chapel Hill can at least contribute to the maintenance of this beautiful memorial, then I think that's shameful. Surely, we can find a little bit of money at least to participate in contributing to the maintenance of this.
Council voted unanimously to endorse the plan, paving the way for a fundraising campaign led by former council member Jim Merritt and UNC's Associate Vice Chancellor Bruce Runberg. If you'd like to find out more about plans for the Chapel Hill Veterans Memorial, you can check out a link on our website, chapelboro.com. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The story of amateurism coming up next on WCHL. It is 6:10, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock.
Hey, what's happening? I'm Right Brand Bacon, the bigger, better bacon. When you bite into Right Brand Bacon, it's like DJ Bacon dropping a beat in a packed bacon disco in your mouth. I'm so meaty and delicious, I'm like meat candy. When you fry me up, I smell so good, it draws a crowd like free money. I'm so tender.
Right Brand Bacon, bigger, better bacon. Find out more at biggerbetterbacon.com.
How would you like to own a certified pre-owned BMW for $362 per month? That's the ultimate driving machine in the 2010 BMW 328i for $362 per month.
Wow!
Performance BMW is well known for the promise and the wow. The promise is your guarantee you'll always receive extraordinary service from expertly trained people, all for a superb value. The promise is so truly exceptional that you're bound to belt out a wow that might even rival the wow man himself, Gerald Ramoyne.
Wow!
Visit their virtual showroom at performancebmw.com. WChapelHill.com, where you can also read customer comments about their award-winning service.
Stock number BP4244, 72 months at 2.9% APR, $29.99. Do it, sign into tax saving $549 doc fee based on MSRP of $29,995 and selling price of $25,490. Financing with approved credit through BMWFS on select models with specified terms to dealer for details. Take delivery by April 30th, 2013.
Certified pre-owned BMWs come with a protection plan for up to 6 years or 100,000 miles from the original purchase date. BMW is the ultimate driving machine. 2013 Center of Excellence and Volume Leader.
Wow!
They don't make them like they used to. Now, if we're talking about cars, that's a good thing. But with fine jewelry, not necessarily. Certain techniques are simply too labor-intensive, certain gems are no longer available. Whether it's the elegant feminine lines of the Victorians, the exquisite lace-like platinum of the Edwardians, or the bold geometry of Art Deco, a vintage piece of jewelry can be an irreproducible work of art. And the fact that it may have been worn and treasured by someone who traveled on horseback in steamship and wrote long letters by hand adds a special magic, evoking another time and place. This is Berkeley Grimble of Grimble Jewelers, and on Saturday, May 4th, we will be having our annual estate jewelry show and sale. For one day only, we will have over $2 million worth of gorgeous period and antique pieces priced from $300,000 to $30,000. Don't miss this opportunity to own a piece of history. That's Saturday, May 4th from 10 to 5 at Grimble Jewelers, corner of Elliott and Franklin.
Hello, this is Freddie Kiger of WCHL, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News with my good buddy, Ron Stutz.
And Freddie will be along in a little over a half hour with a trivia question this morning on WCHL, 6:13, 13 minutes after 6 o'clock. The idea of paying collegiate athletes, it's an idea that used to seem outrageous, but may be a reality in the near future. ESPN broadcaster and Duke basketball alum Jay Billis spoke at UNC last week. He says that the concept of amateurism in college sports doesn't work anymore, and things need to change. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
College sports is professional. The only thing amateur about it right now is the structure and the leadership, and the only thing amateur about it is the players don't get anything.
That's Jay Billis speaking during a college athletics roundtable discussion commissioned by Chancellor Holden Thorpe. The NCAA reports its projected revenue for the next year to be just under $800 million, with about $700 million coming from the new rights agreement with CBS Sports and Turner Broadcasting.
I have considered it for a long time to be immoral to restrict athletes from getting more than just a scholarship when we don't have a reason for doing so. And it's a conceptual problem, and I think it's a moral problem.
Billis says paying college players would be expenses incidental to a multi-billion dollar industry.
Money is not the issue with regard to athletes, because we've got professional athletes that are playing, and we're not seeing major problems. The problem is the restriction we have from athletes receiving money.
He says a pay-for-play model needs to be instituted because Division I men's basketball and football are professional-like enterprises. He also argues that it's not right that college athletes can't cash in on endorsements. He says they have a right to support themselves and their families. Bill cited the example of four-time Olympic gold medalist Missy Franklin. She accepted an athletic scholarship to the University of California at Berkeley. To keep her NCAA eligibility, she can't receive any endorsements. Bill says it's not right that she has to lose out on millions of dollars in potential income. Additionally, the court's attention is focused on former UCLA basketball player Ed O'Bannon's lawsuit against the NCAA for using his likeness for profit without compensation. The fallout of the lawsuit could be tremendous, though it wouldn't be immediate. We could see retroactive payments of former and current student-athletes and the larger implications of throwing out the old college athletics business model altogether. Game makers like EA Sports could get out of the college business completely if they have to start paying royalties to athletes.
Think about it this way. The athlete is the only person in a university community that is restricted from compensation beyond expenses. The only person.
Billis says the harsh restrictions placed on college athletes have caused too many dealings with unauthorized agents to go under the table. He says the NCAA should lift the restrictions and bring transparency back to the process.
It has created an underground economy. It has created scandals that really don't need to be scandals.
And UNC has felt the blow of scandals over the past 2 years, all beginning with a tweet by former UNC football player Marvin Austin. The tweet drew attention to Austin's dealings with a pro agent and ultimately led to an NCAA investigation of the university's football program. This subsequently surfaced irregularities in the African and Afro-American Studies Department.
The NCAA has been in scandal mode and in crisis mode since 1906 when it was founded. It was founded in scandal, it has continued in scandal, and it will continue in scandal unless there's change in the way the rules are structured and in the way that the governance is structured.
Chapelboro.com's Art Chansky has covered college sports since 1970. He agrees with Billis that it's not just amateur sports anymore and things need to be rectified.
Well, there's no question that there are big changes coming in college athletics. It's already started with the realignment, and eventually, I believe, it'll be one super division of the NCAA that will rewrite its own rule book.
Chinsky says there are many issues, though, that may come about if players are paid. Will the NCAA lose its nonprofit tax exemption? And what about workmen's compensation?
And I think it'll start maybe on an experimental level. I would like to see maybe the ACC take the front position on that and be a conference that tests, you know, a certain pay-for-play scale.
Bill has posed the question, how should we pay the wrestler versus the star quarterback? Should we provide the men and women the same thing? His answer was a free market system. Though NCAA President Mark Emmert has adamantly argued against paying players, the topic is not going away. As Chinsky said, the climate of college athletics has already begun to change. To hear Billis's full address at the UNC roundtable discussion on college athletics, visit our website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Certainly food for thought. Police investigated a suspicious package near a bus stop on South Columbia Street last night near Carrington Hall. Randy Young in the UNC Department of Public Safety confirmed that traffic was rerouted on South Columbia Street due to the investigation. Before 6:30 p.m., the all-clear was given and traffic patterns returned to normal. WCHL News Time, 6:18, 18 minutes after 6 o'clock. Time now for traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you this morning by Fifth Season Gardening in Carrboro. Everything you need for organic gardening, plus unique plants, ceramic pots, and more to beautify your home and garden. Fifth Season, not your garden variety gardening store. Not much happening in the way of traffic this morning. Not so far. That will certainly change a little bit later on this morning. Rand Northam back in the newsroom keeping a close eye on traffic and just about everything else. If you need to call Rand and let him know about something you've spotted and we're not reporting, call him at 919-967-8333. Right now, everything is all right. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather brought to you this morning by Sturtevant's Tire and Auto, where from now through the end of the month, a portion of the profits from every tire sold will be donated to the five local area high school baseball teams. Well, it's going to be a nice day today. We got lots of clouds out there this morning. It is really cloudy and dreary. We've had some overnight rain, and it is just kind of wet out there. But basically, right now, it is 48 degrees in Chapel Hill. This situation will certainly improve a little bit later on. A fairly nice day yesterday, and today should be more of the same, although there will be a chance of more rain. 6:19, 19 minutes after 6 o'clock, WCHL. Good morning, I'm Rod Stutson. Time now for David Letterman and the Top 10 List.
From the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York, The Late Show with David Letterman. Top 10 List.
Losing weight is no laughing matter. It's not funny when your clothes don't fit. It's no joke when you're too overweight to play with your kids. No one's laughing when your knees and back ache and you can't catch your breath. Now there's Purithin Root, an all-natural cellular fiber featured on Dr. Oz and clinically proven to fight off 20, 30, or even 50 pounds. Purithin Root is so serious about your weight loss, we are willing to pay you for every pound you lose. Yes, you heard that right. Pay you for every pound you lose. We are conducting a risk-free trial in this area. Just two tabs before you eat. No exhausting workouts or meal replacements. Purithin Root makes losing weight easier, faster, and more convenient than those other shakes, pills, and frozen food diets. Call now for your risk-free trial of Purithin Root.
Call 1-800-505-2812. That's 800-505-2812. Ask how to get paid per pound. Call 1-800-505-2812. That's 1-800-505-2812.
I feel so bad for this guy. This is like a page torn from the Dave Letterman Book of Life.
What is this now?
I'm so sympathetic and empathetic. The category, Top 10 Signs Your First Day as a News Anchorman, did not go well. Now listen to this.
Yeah.
Bismarck, North Dakota's weekend news anchorman, A.J. Clemente, made his debut Sunday. That was last night.
Right.
And this morning, they fired him. Take a look at his debut. Here it is again.
That is... Yeah. That,
I mean, it could have been me.
Your heart goes out to him.
Yeah. Heart goes out. His very first anchorman job. But signs your first day didn't go well. Number 10. Well, you're wearing two neckties. Number 9. Keep mispronouncing your own name. Number 8. Weatherman tells you to expect an 80% chance of unemployment. Number 7. Your tearful on-air admission of falsifying your resume. Number 6. Referred to Kim Jong-un as our great and powerful leader. Number five, no one appreciated your Walter Cronkite impression. Number four, last story of the broadcast announced a job opening for news anchor. Number three, received congratulatory phone call from Sue Simmons.
At 11, pay more at the grocer, but getting less will tell you how to get the most. The f*** are you doing?
Beautiful moment. A high...
I'm sorry.
Highlight of...
We love Sue.
Oh, yeah.
We always love Sue.
Yeah, we miss her.
But it's just the best.
Aha!
Number two, kept dropping your pants and yelling, "This just in!" And the number one sign your first day as a news anchor didn't go well.
A tender forecast, Nick.
I guess that's me.
Keep f***ing that chicken.
Okay, I'll do that.
All right.
David Letterman, top 10 list on WCHL.
Don't forget to join Dave tonight when his scheduled guests will be Steve Martin, From the Office, Jenna Fisher, and Edie Brickell. That's tonight on the CBS Television Network. Copyright 2013. Worldwide Pants Incorporated.
And it's time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you this morning by Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. Good morning, I'm Rod Stutz. On Monday, the Atlantic Coast Conference and its member institutions announced a commitment to strength and unity in a time of busy realignment. The conference's Council of Presidents announced that 15 schools signed a grant of media rights that runs through the current contract expiring in 2026-27. If a school wants to leave the conference in that time, it would not be able to take the media rights to its own game, with it meaning it wouldn't offer any added value to a conference that it would be joining. In a release, ACC Commissioner John Swofford says the Council of Presidents has shown tremendous leadership in ensuring the ACC is extremely well-positioned with unlimited potential. The number one UNC baseball team could tie its longest win streak of the season in this week's midweek matchups. Tar Heels begin with the UNC Wilmington Seahawks. They blanked the Seahawks 10-0 this season's first meeting. Seahawks have gone 9-2 since the teams last met on the coast. First pitch today is scheduled for 6 p.m. at Bashimer Stadium here in Chapel Hill. On Wednesday, Carolina will host Charlotte. Tar Heels are 1-0 against Atlantic 10 teams this season, having defeated VCU in late March at 3-2 in 10 innings. 49ers are 22-17 overall, 1-5 against the ACC this season. First pitch on Wednesday will be 7 o'clock at the Bosch. You can hear both games on WCHL and streaming live online at chapelboro.com. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. Good morning. It is 6:25, 25 minutes after 6 o'clock at WCHL. Time now for the Osgood File on WCHL.
Your bank accounts for takeover fraud. No identity theft protection service besides LifeLock does that. Find out more at LifeLock.com. This is Charles Osgood. The families of 5,000 victims of terrorist attacks in the United States and elsewhere in the world have filed landmark federal lawsuits against four foreign banks, says our CBS News colleague Cheryl Atkinson.
They're using a novel approach to fight back against the enemy that tore apart their lives. They're suing international banks that they say supported the terrorists.
In what way, Cheryl?
The lawsuits allege that Arab Bank, Credit Lyonnais, and two other foreign banks with New York offices were key to an intricate system that moved cash to aid terrorists and their families.
The story after this. The IRS issued an identity theft alert to the millions of Americans who pay taxes, including many of my listeners. Here's former Mayor Rudy Giuliani with a LifeLock identity theft alert.
As a mayor and former federal prosecutor, fighting crime has always been my mission. Now I'm taking on identity theft. The problem has become such a global concern, you can no longer think it will never happen to you. I protect myself with LifeLock Ultimate, and you should too.
Consumers, beware. Identity thieves know that virtually everything they need to steal your identity and even your life savings is on your tax forms. Do what Mayor Giuliani did and do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com for details and use my last name, Osgood, to get a special 10% discount. Or call LifeLock and mention Osgood. 1-800-838-8040. That's 1-800-838-8040. This is important, so one more time. 1-800-838-8040.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Suicide bombers knew that they would be killed, but they were told that their families would get money. And they did, according to the documents filed with the court.
The suit alleges that a charity called the Saudi Committee for the Support of the Intifada al-Quds organized millions of dollars in payments from Hamas.
One of the plaintiffs, Mark Sokolow, tells our Cheryl Atkinson.
The Saudi Committee would advertise throughout the West Bank and Gaza and other areas that if you want to contribute funds to help the families of suicide bombers, you can do so by sending us money via the network of bank branches of our bank and perhaps others. It's just shocking to read this. And it was done out in the open. It was done on public websites. It wasn't something that they hid.
The banks say they merely conducted routine banking activities not intended to promote terror.
Credit Lyonnais called the allegations baseless and absurd. Arab Bank says it abhors terrorism.
More about these lawsuits against the banks on our next Osgood file. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Terry Sturdivant from Sturdivant's Tire and Auto, and I would personally like to thank you for helping us support our five local high school baseball programs. From now until the end of April, we'll be giving a portion of the profits for every new tire sold to the teams at Chapel Hill, East Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Cedar Ridge, and Northwood. Thank you again for your business and support of Sturdivant's Tire and Auto, located just a few miles west of Carrboro on Highway 54. And I hope to see you at one of our high school baseball parks this spring.
Are you the type who simply can't resist a classic?
He's looking at you, kid.
Go ahead. Make my day.
If you can't resist a classic, then Breadman's Restaurant is the perfect place for you. You'll love the banana pudding.
Hello, gorgeous.
And you can get a full breakfast anytime.
Inconceivable!
Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily.
Breadman's Restaurant, since 1974. A Chapel Hill classic.
And God is my witness. I'll never be hungry again.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. Convenience store coffee is known for being convenient, but at Cruiser's it also tastes great. Our Beans Cafe coffees are made from fresh brewed Arabica beans. Choose from light or dark roast and flavored coffees to suit your taste. We're sure you'll love our coffee. We guarantee it. If you're not happy, simply let us know and we'll give you your money back and brew you a fresh cup. Fresh, fast, and great tasting coffee, guaranteed only at Cruiser's.
Cruiser's, good to go.
Women Starting Over After 50, a nonprofit organization dedicated to the support, topical education, and social opportunities for women 50 and over, is sponsoring their first fundraiser on May 18th at Patterson Mill. They will have music, food trucks, tag sale, and artist vendors, a kids' corner, and drawings. If you would like to be a vendor, please contact Donna Nelson at 919-918-3916 or mail giraffe3productions at yahoo.com. Thank you, WCHL, for caring about our women.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from the Zen Online Education Network. It's 70% off, $130 for private online music lessons, available now for $39. Here's your chance to finally learn to play the saxophone or the guitar or even learn how to sing. Take private lessons via live, two-way video from the comfort of your home. The Zenf Online Education Network helps you find and connect with your perfect online music teacher. Today's Our Local Deal gives you three 30-minute lessons for 70% off the regular price. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather brought to you by USA Flooring, now offering smart carpet made from sustainable materials, soft, durable, with a lifetime stain warranty. USA Flooring, 3612 Durham Chapel Hill Boulevard. If it goes on your floors, it's in their stores. Well, it is going to be cloudy this morning and then clearing later on in the day. High today about 68 degrees. Tonight mostly clear with a low in the middle 40s. Tomorrow mostly sunny and warmer with a high tomorrow climbing up into the low 80s again. So it will get definitely warmer.
Local news all day. Breaking news whenever it happened. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
In the greater Toronto area.
Jennifer Strachan is with the Royal Canadian Mounted Police.
Arrested were Rahid Jasser, age 35, of Toronto, and Shahib Essegar, age 30, of Montreal.
Allegedly, the men wanted to attack a passenger train to derail it. The assistant commissioner of the Mounties is James Malaysia.
The individuals were receiving support from Al-Qaeda elements located in Iran.
Officials believe the pair did have the capacity to carry out the attack on a VIA passenger train, but they indicated there's no current threat to the public or to infrastructure. How was this plot foiled? University of Toronto intelligence analyst Wesley Wark.
How the Canadians or Canada and the United States in combination got wind of this is one of the great mysteries, but must have involved some form of electronic communications intercept.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 6:32, 28 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. Cloudy skies this morning and better later on in the day. Our high today, about 68 degrees. Right now, it is 48 in Chapel Hill. Police investigated suspicious package near a bus stop yesterday on South Columbia Street near Carrington Hall on the Carolina campus. Randy Young of the UNC Department of Public Safety confirmed that traffic was rerouted on South Columbia Street because of the investigation. Before 6:30 p.m., however, the all clear was given and traffic patterns all returned to normal. Orange County commissioners will hold a public hearing tonight to discuss how the county should pay for its popular recycling program. Now that the state Supreme Court has ruled against the current fee system, the options on the table include drawing boundaries for taxable service districts, creating a solid waste authority similar to OWASA, or discontinuing rural curbside pickup service and leaving the towns to come up with their own solutions. Commissioners voted earlier this month to reject the idea of a countywide franchise agreement. The board will also consider a resolution calling on the General Assembly to repeal the death penalty in North Carolina. Chapel Hill, Carborough, and Durham have already approved a similar motion. If Orange County follows suit, it will be the first county in the state to officially oppose capital punishment. The board meets at 7 o'clock tonight at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. Carborough aldermen will be busy tonight discussing the need for town-owned affordable housing when the board meets. Some of the board want to know if the town could use eminent domain to acquire Collins Crossing, the apartment complex on Jones Ferry Road that's home to many low-income residents. The complex changed management in June of last year. Since then, rental rate hikes and property improvement fees have forced some residents out and raised concerns that Carborough is losing one of its last affordable housing options. Also tonight, the alderman will take public comment on a plan to buy a new fire truck, as well as an ordinance change that would require some new downtown developments build up instead of out. The board meets tonight at 7:30 at Carborough Town Hall. A Chapel Hill Town Council endorsed a plan last night to build a veterans memorial at the Chapel Hill Memorial Cemetery. However, council members say they want more details on how the site will be maintained. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more.
Rusty Edminster grew up in Chapel Hill and remembers when Chapel Hill High used to be on Franklin Street. Like many in his class of 1962, he was called to serve in the Vietnam War. Last night, he asked the town council to approve a proposal from his fellow veterans designed to honor all of Chapel Hill's military service members.
I urge you, ladies and gentlemen, to approve this memorial because it's a permanent way for the town of Chapel Hill to say thank you for the time that veterans and their families sacrifice for the service of not only this community, but the United States.
A committee of veterans has been working since 2009 to site and design a veterans memorial in Chapel Hill. Last night, the council unanimously approved an initial proposal to locate the memorial in the Chapel Hill Memorial Cemetery off Fordham Boulevard. The proposal would transform an existing brick plaza into a tree-lined stone-paved courtyard with five monuments, each representing a branch of the U.S. military. The project would be funded by private contributions, and although support for the plan ran high, many on the council said they wanted more details about the cost of maintaining the memorial, which will be located on town-owned property. Parks and Recreation Director Butch Keziah told the council organizers are hoping to raise enough money to cover long-term maintenance.
One of the ideas with the fundraising is to not only raise enough money to build the memorial, but to also have a maintenance fund that would go with it. Right now, we're looking at something around $300,000 is what would need to be raised to make all this work.
Matt Chakovsky, the only veteran currently serving on the council, said he'd like to see the town contribute as well.
If the town of Chapel Hill can at least contribute to the maintenance of this beautiful memorial, then I think that's shameful. Surely we can find a little bit of money at least to participate in contributing to the maintenance of this.
Council voted unanimously to endorse the plan, paving the way for a fundraising campaign led by former council member Jim Merritt and UNC's Associate Vice Chancellor Bruce Runberg. If you'd like to find out more about plans for the Chapel Hill Veterans Memorial, you can check out a link on our website, chapelboro.com. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
A new poll shows that North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory continues to be popular with an approval rating sitting at 49% right now. That's according to data collected by Public Policy Polling in Raleigh. Here's Tom Jensen of PPP.
49% is a very good approval rating for a politician, especially these days. Voters really are just so down on politicians in general.
The poll shows that 36% of North Carolinians disapprove of McCrory's job performance. Jensen says this is in large part because 31% of registered Democrats approve of the governor. Jensen compared McCrory's numbers in his first 4 months in office to his predecessor, former Democrat Governor Bev Perdue. He says McCrory's numbers have been steadily positive, whereas Perdue's numbers dropped every month during the first 6 months after she was elected. Public opinion of Republican-controlled state legislature, though, is not on par with McCrory's positive numbers.
Voters sort of think about state government as a whole. They're really not very happy.
52% of voters disapprove of Republicans as a whole running the state government, while only 38% approve. Jensen says this is because of the wave of legislation pouring out of the state legislature lately.
And what we're finding is that most of these controversial proposals are not popular with the public at large. You sort of see the national media mocking North Carolina for. Average North Carolina voters don't support, and I think that's why you see the Republicans' poll numbers so low.
To see the full breakdown of the new poll numbers, you can go to our website at chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 6:38, 22 minutes until 7 o'clock, WCHL. Professor Lou Margolis has today's commentary. That is on the way next.
The southern part of heaven just became more so. Great Outdoor Provision Company introduces their new spring Southern Marsh collection. Inspired by the outdoors and influenced by those who understand the lifestyle, Southern Marsh is the sportswear you feel comfortable in just about anywhere. Drop by and see the entire collection of bright new colors for spring, including the authentic t-shirt with the Southern Marsh Mallard. Visit us at Eastgate Shopping Center or greatoutdoorprovision.com.
When you shop for new floors, comparing pricing can be challenging, especially at big box home improvement stores that have hidden costs and minimal service. I'm Stephen Brown of USA Flooring. You can feel comfortable browsing our special order showroom or scheduling a free in-home estimate. We want you to have the best possible service, selection, and price. USA Flooring, 3612 Durham Chapel Hill Boulevard. And remember, if it goes on your floors, it's in our stores.
It's the most important day on the WCHL broadcast calendar, the annual Chapel Hill Carborough Orange County Forum. The 2013 Forum is Thursday, live from the WCHL studios in Chapel Hill, from 8 a.m. until 6 p.m. Each year, we tackle important topics in our community. And this year, guests from local government, UNC, the business community, public schools, nonprofits, and residents at large will focus on topics that include town and county challenges, education, diversity, democracy, economic growth, sustainability, and much more. Submit your questions via email to social@wchl.com or post them to the WCHL Facebook wall. Be sure to tune in Thursday from 8 a.m. until 6 p.m. to hear the many views of our community on 97.9 FM WCHL. The 2013 Community Forum is presented with the generous support of Durham Tech, University Mall, Molly Maid, and the Happy Tooth.
This is Roy Williams, and thanks, Ron Stutz. You've done a great job of waking everybody up in Chapel Hill and Carborough for 35 years. After you wake them up, you've probably put them to sleep again, but congratulations.
All right, Coach, thank you, I think. 6:40, 20 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL, and a good morning to you.
The Commentators is presented by Sunrise Dental, offering a wide variety of services, including their advanced methods of sedation dentistry. Choose Sunrise Dental online at visitsunrise.com. And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Lou Margolis. The Rawlings panel recently held its first meeting to consider how challenges caused by athletics at UNC can inform the direction of our campus and the national higher education community. I would like to remind the panel that the first step in any useful analysis is to provide a clear definition of the problem. Unfortunately, the agenda of the well-attended meeting did not clearly frame the questions. Chancellor Thorpe introduced the session by stating as fact that big-time college athletics are here to stay, or implying that $100 million in sales of licensed merchandise somehow makes the athletics enterprise okay. Why should we start a conversation if we have these answers? Bubba Cunningham then traced in great detail the treacherous path of big-time college sports with a certainty and inevitability that again makes us wonder, why start a discussion? Chancellor Thorpe then returned to the podium to bemoan the powerlessness of chancellors to adhere to educational missions in the face of alumni and boosters who demand what amount to professional sports programs in football and basketball. It was only after hearing a frame of inescapability and impotence that speakers like Jay Billis, Richard Southall, and Jay Smith ask the important questions. Why do we accept the hypocrisy of amateurism when the only ones not being paid are the very people, the football and basketball players, who are producing most of the economic value? How do we live with the basic unfairness of the so-called collegiate model, whereby millions upon millions of dollars that the revenue athletes in football and basketball generate are redistributed to coaches, luxury facilities, and other students who do not have such financial need? Shouldn't we at least use clear language for this discussion, that is, discard the term student-athlete, a label created by the NCAA to confuse efforts to rein in the hypocrisy that has come to characterize big-time sports on campus? In her modern classic, The Handmaid's Tale, Margaret Atwood taught us that it isn't the sort of thing you ask questions about, because the answers are not usually answers you want to know. I encourage the panel to ask the right questions. This is Lou Margolis.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL. The Commentators is presented by Sunrise Dental, accepting new patients for cosmetic, restorative, and general dentistry procedures. Choose Sunrise Dental online at visitsunrise.com.
Inside Carolina Athletics, brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
The 39-2 Tar Heels will be taking on UNC Wilmington tonight at the Bosch. First pitch slated for 6 o'clock. And, Coach, about 3 weeks ago, win number 1,200 came out on the coast versus UNC Wilmington, and a very familiar setting for the beginning of this one. Chris Munley, who got you that win, will be on the hill again tonight.
Yeah, he will be, and we're facing a red-hot, Wilmington team who's got a lot to play for, as do we. So hopefully Chris will give us the same kind of outing he gave us down in, Wilmington. He was sensational down there, two or three weeks ago.
Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your Trusted Choice independent insurance agent wants to make sure your family can recover quickly if disaster strikes. So have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency kit and disaster plan so your family experiences little disruption.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
In addition to the Tar Heels riding a bit of a hot streak for 14 consecutive wins, the Seahawks have been good as well, winning 25 out of their last 31. And so, Coach, as we get down towards the nitty-gritty, the end of April, these are two really good teams playing some of their best baseball this season.
Well, yeah, they are, and which is what you want. I mean, you want to face teams down the stretch who are playing well and playing a high level, because that's what you're going to get, in the NCAA tournament, the ACC tournament, obviously our series coming up. So, yeah, it'll be a great challenge for us, and when teams are playing well, they come in confident, and this means we have to be ready.
Inside Carolina Athletics has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
That's one thing you can say about this Carolina baseball team. They have been ready every time. 39-2 on the season. Are you kidding me? 6:45 at WCHL, 15 minutes until 7 o'clock.
How would you like to drive a brand new Chevrolet for $199 per month? That's ultimate fuel economy and trendy style in the 2013 Chevrolet Malibu for $199 per month.
Wow!
Performance Chevrolet is well known for the promise and the wow. The promise is your guarantee you'll always receive extraordinary service from expertly trained people, all for a superb value. The promise is so truly exceptional that you're bound to belt out a wow that might even rival the wow man himself, Gerald Ramoyne.
Wow!
Visit their virtual showroom at PerformanceChevyChapelHill.com.
Stock number C3121, 36-month lease with 12,000 miles per year. 1609 due at signing, through SAC SAG and 549 dock fee. Based on MSRP of $23,325 and selling price of $22,700. Finance with approved credit. Dealer retains all rebates. See dealer for details. Take delivery by April 30th, 2013.
Chevrolet. Find new roads. PerformanceChevyChapelHill.com.
Wow! Visit Performance Chevrolet in Chapel Hill, located on 15501, exit 270 off I-40. Performance Chevy, ChapelHill.com.
Hi, this is Scott Maitland, proprietor of Top of the Hill Restaurant and Brewery. What's the best way to recover from the coldest winter in recent history? By celebrating spring's arrival on our outdoor patio. Our patio has been voted the best outdoor patio in the Triangle too many times to count, and it's the perfect place to toast the arrival of the crocus, wistfully dream of the dog days of summer, or just enjoy the most beautiful sunset view in Chapel Hill. This is Scott Maitland, and I'll see you at Top of the Hill, the social crossroads of Chapel Hill.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Most of us don't get to work at home in our PJs. If traffic and a commute are part of your daily routine, let us make that part of your day a little more enjoyable. Stop by Cruisers and enjoy a fresh brewed coffee and fresh baked biscuit in the morning, or a refreshing fountain drink with chewy ice, a hot dog, or a snack to end your day. Cruisers has four commuter-friendly area locations at Chapel Hill North, Glen Lennox, Powell Place, and Briar Chapel.
Cruisers. Good to go.
Hi, Tar Heel fans. Jones Angel here to tell you about Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. If you're looking for a winning team to help you purchase the home of your dreams or simply refinance, make sure you call Robbie Oaks and Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. I know, I'm glad I did. Corporate Investors Mortgage Group is the only locally owned mortgage bank located right here in Chapel Hill. Robbie Oaks and Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. They're here to help you every step of the way.
Good morning. It is 6:48, 12 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. Time again for traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you this morning by Crown Honda at South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. Now, ladies and gentlemen, he's only a minute away all the time. Rand Northam from out of the newsroom, wearing another incredible color combination this morning and looking quite dapper and gentlemanly.
I walk the line.
Yeah, you really do. You and Johnny Cash, I'm telling you. What's happening with traffic this morning?
Well, traffic is moving smoothly this morning, Ron. I-40, 15501, NC-54, the Durham Freeway. Not reporting any accidents or delays at this time. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call, and you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. Or you can tweet us at WCHL. We ask you to do that safely, of course, and not while you're driving, when you're stopped.
Well, I gotta say, man, I really like that black shirt.
Thank you very much.
That's really cool.
This is one of my good shirts. I pull this one out for special occasions.
Oh,
you know,
is today
Tuesdays
a special occasion?
Or anything like that.
Oh, okay. All right. Just thought you might save that one for Thursday for the big Chapel Hill cover Orange County Forum.
There you go. Well, I'll bring the suit in for that day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can't wait. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
Time now for your Chapel Hill cover of weather, brought to you this morning by Sturdivant's Tire and Auto, where from now through the end of April, a portion of the profits from every tire sold will be contributed to the five local area high school baseball teams. Got a good thing going on right there, and you can help. It is 41 degrees in Chapel Hill, cloudy this morning and clearing, high today in the upper 60s. Tonight we're looking at mostly clear, widespread fog after midnight, overnight low around 45, and then tomorrow we're looking at the fog first thing in the morning. Otherwise, mostly sunny and warmer with a high back up in the low 80s. That'll be nice. Tomorrow night, chance of showers with the chance of thunderstorms as well. And then maybe some rain after midnight, overnight low in the low 50s. Chance of rain is 60%. 40% all day Thursday. Chance of rain, mostly sunny in the afternoon with a slight chance of showers, but bigger chance of rain is early in the day. Not as warm on Thursday with the highs in the upper 60s, so temperatures kind of up and down here, to be honest with you. Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Got a whole bunch of them this morning. Actress-turned-diplomat Shirley Temple Black is 85 years old today. That's hard to believe if you watch any of those old Shirley Temple movies. But Shirley Temple Black is 85. Actor David Burney, 74. Actor Lee Majors, 74. Actress Blair Brown turned 65 today. Actress Joyce DeWitt, 64. She was on Three's Company. Actor James Russo is 60. Filmmaker, author Michael Moore, 59 years old today. Actress Jan Hooks, who used to be on Saturday Night Live, 56. Actress Valerie Bertinelli is 53. Actor Craig Sheffer, 53. Actor, comedian, talk show host George Lopez, 52 years old today. Actress Melina Kanakaridis is 46. Actor Barry Watson, 39. Actor Cal Penn, funny guy, 36 years old today. Major League Baseball All-Star Andrew Jones, 36. Actress Jamie King is 34. And we have a birthday winner, a local celebrity. Ladies and gentlemen, Danny Gotham has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Danny. Danny's a good musician, all-around good guy. And, Danny, we got a $10 gift certificate from University Florist for you. And University Florist will always help you say it with flowers, even if you have trouble saying it with words or maybe your guitar. I don't know there are going to be any days like that. But Danny Gotham is our birthday winner today. Happy birthday, Danny Gotham from University Florist. And all of us here at WCHL.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Rock and Roll Tuesday. Hey, Ron Stutz here. And
it is.
Freddie Kiger.
How are you?
I'm doing fantastically well. How about you?
What's up with this weather?
I know, man. I love it.
Oh, no. I don't like these cool mornings. It's too chilly.
It is a little bit chilly. Like yesterday, for example, I woke up, went outside. I had no idea it was going to be as chilly as it was. You know, we got some rain coming later in the week, so.
We do?
I'll take this over rain.
All right.
Yeah,
okay.
So
I didn't realize that. How about the Heels? Heels baseball team swept Duke this past weekend.
Just amazing. I mean, they're incredible.
If you haven't been, you got to go. This has the potential to be a remarkably special season for
Lost two games all season long.
It's like 38-2 or something now.
Something like that. Yeah,
it's crazy.
A couple of non-conference games this week.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know how long it's going to go.
Huge series next week over in Raleigh.
Yeah.
I mean, there's work to be done, but these Mike Fox and his charges pretty doggone good. But all right.
You know what's really cool about this team, though? On a day, the pitching is usually outstanding.
Yeah.
And on a day when it's not, the bats really come
alive. Well, over the weekend. How many runs Carolina manufactured?
I know.
It's fun.
Outscored Duke something like 31-2 or something like that.
I went to two of the three games. It was fun. But anyway, all right, rock and roll. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, we're doing number one hits.
All right, I'm ready for that.
50 years ago this day.
Wow.
This was the number one tune on the Billboard Hot 100.
That
Mr.
would be
Stutz.
1963.
That is correct. I'm handing you the platter. Put it down and play it.
I'm not looking.
Please, as soon as you know, we won't ask you to name tune and group, but we want you to name the tune.
I'm going to hear it at the same time everybody else does.
You got it? Here we go.
Here we go.
All right, you can probably... I'm going to see if I know it from the first few notes here. I don't know, but we're going to find out real soon. All right, Freddie, here we go. I know what that is. I'm going to cut it off right there because that would the next words are the title. That would give it away. Call right now, 919-929-WCHL is your number to call. If you think you know what it is, what is the name of the song, what is the name of the group, if you get either right, you are our winner.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Katie Savage is a junior at the University of North Carolina. She just received the Undergraduate Student Award for her work in founding Advocates for Carolina, an organization for students with disabilities. Katie Savage is today's WCHL hometown hero.
We are a student organization, and we are advocating for students with disabilities. And I founded Advocates after transferring to Carolina last semester and having a disability myself, and I did relearn how to walk into prison. And, coming to Carolina, wanting to meet others with, disability, that's pretty much what began. Appreciation for that group.
Katie Savage had heart surgery when she was 14 years old. She knew it was a serious operation, but had no idea that when she woke up, she would be missing a leg. You can imagine what she went through, some very tough times. Now that she's a student at Carolina, she knows that others face challenges of their own, and she wants everyone to know that there are other students going through what they're going through. They are not alone. Katie is all about helping others.
Just having the experiences that I've had, you know, my dream is just to serve others, you know, and so, you know, this is what I love, and it's, I mean, it's, I guess helping others is just so much part of who I am. You know, that's the only way I know how to describe it.
I was personally touched when Katie told me that years ago she heard an interview I did with Marty Revelette, a man who was born with no arms. Marty has since passed on, but that interview with Marty Revelette, who managed to do all kinds of things despite his disabilities, really inspired Katie and made her feel more like she could do anything.
I remember a few years ago I went into Sutton's and I was looking for him because that interview, it just gave me so much hope, and so it was magical. And I believe it was you who, it was the first time I had heard your voice. It was like the first time I tuned in to WCHL, and that interview just meant so much to me.
Katie Savage, you mean so much to so many other people. You have already inspired so many others, and I get the feeling your life's work is going to be doing just that, helping others. There's a special exhibit at the Carolina Student Union on display now. It's called This Able Life. Go see it. It is an inspiration. Katie Savage, a student at Carolina, doing great things. She's today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Hey, you know what? We got a winner this morning. A lot of phone calls coming in.
Dulane, Dulane, Dulane.
He's so fine.
He's so fine.
Yeah. Knew that right away.
Dulane.
Just heard, I can name that tune in one note.
Yeah. By the Chiffons.
Yeah.
Written by Ronald Mack. About 10 labels dissed it before Laurie Records. Remember that label?
I do, Red and White.
Gave it a shot. Yeah. Of course, this was also the tune that was the plaintiff song in the now infamous plagiarism case against George Harrison's My Sweet Lord.
Which I still think is ridiculous.
Subliminal plagiarism or something like that.
Oh, heck. I don't believe that. I never did agree with that verdict.
Well, I suppose Ghostbusters got sued, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Huey Lewis.
Really?
I Want a New Drug.
Really?
Yes.
You kidding me?
Yep. And he won. Huey won.
That's ridiculous. I mean, yeah, I'm glad he won.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think George Harrison should have won, too. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, well. There are only so many notes. Only so many tunes.
I mean, it is kind of remarkable. I mean, there's 88 keys on a piano.
Uh-huh.
How many, and, you know, I can't even begin.
Thousands and thousands of songs out there.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And Debbie LeMay called in first. A lot of people knew the answer to the question this morning, but Debbie LeMay was the very first. And let me just play a few seconds of this song once again to remind you what it is. It's He's So Fine by the Chiffons. And if you're a music freak, you know that one right away. Ah, good song. Debbie LeMay gets Swap Jimmy Prize and also gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happened. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 7 o'clock.
Chapel Hill Economic Development. Open for business, to business. Find out more on the web at opentobusiness.biz.